This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, all these guys are capable of really producing with the ball in the hand, and it also puts a lot of stress on the defense where, you know, we're looking at good looks, and that plays right into Ben's hands in terms of how he wants to attack each week.
You know, that's Ryan Poles as we talk about our topic of the day. Did the draft ease your concerns about the Bears? Hit us up, 312-644-6767. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score, and we start with Jim in Crystal Lake. Jim, you're on the Midday Show.
Hey, Marshall and Layla, how are you? A North Texas State alumni.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dang. And he with the original, the North Texas State, not North Texas.
I like it.
Go Mean Green.
Yeah, I'm a lot older than you, so I broke the school when I was there. They had to change the name. So
that was what, 1990, I think.
Yeah, 87 I left, so that's when they had to make changes. But, hey, no, easing my stress or thoughts about it, I thought it was a good draft, as most of the experts said that too. But you can't be like the Chiefs and the Eagles yet and draft best available player when you have – you drafted a third receiver, you drafted maybe a second tight end, maybe a first if they trade Komet, but – They were drafting like they are going for it this year, and I still think it's a two-year process. The other problem I had was the fourth-round pick, who was rated a sixth- or seventh-round pick, that Hippolyte. Could have got that better running back, and I know the seventh-round pick was rated a little higher too, but, you know, if they got a – I don't even know if the guy from the Chargers is available, still the running back, J.K.
Dobbins.
Yeah, Dobbins has been discussed, yes.
And Chubb might, coming off injury is tough, but I'd be happier with one of those guys sharing the load with Swift. But, yeah, I mean, I have faith in these guys that you're going to give Ben time. You can tell they were Ben picks and not Poles picks, and the danger is they don't perform this year, and Poles might not be around for another draft. So, but that's just my thoughts.
No, I appreciate it. Go Mean Green, Jim. Rare that you get two North Texas alums in the same city that isn't in Texas. That's pretty cool. So thanks for calling. I still think it's a Ryan Poles draft.
Yeah, no, it's a Ryan Poles draft where he's trying to deliver something to Ben Johnson. I think you see that on the back end. Well, sorry, you see that on the front end, the fact that he's giving two big offensive picks off the top, and then he tries to fill in the gaps going down, and things just did not seemingly work out at running back. Although, you know, Kamenanga, I mean, we're going off the beast. He's the 20th ranked running back in the beast, and they had him in a fourth to fifth round grade, which is obviously, that's a value pick in the seventh round. But all that talk about running back in the running game, as you said.
Yeah, and maybe, I don't know if it was a smoke screen or what. But yeah, for example, Ruben Hippolyte was graded a free agent by the beast. And the Bears drafted him, you know, pick number 132 overall in the fourth round and graded a free agent by the beast. If that gives you any indication, that doesn't take his speed away, but that speed, I guarantee you that 40 time was how he ended up being on people's draft boards way too high.
Jetpacks on his feet, right? That was the one quote.
You better hope with that grade. We stay on the calls. Did the draft ease your concerns about the Bears at all? 312-644-6767 on the Midday Show. Let's go to Anthony in Washington, D.C.
Hey, what's going on, Layla? What's going on, Marshall?
What's up?
Finally talking to you. So you asked, does it ease, right?
Right.
Yes, it does ease. You didn't ask, does it completely eliminate the concern?
Okay.
So does it ease?
So how much does it ease?
So it eases it very much so. Because last year's coaching staff might have put Swift at tight end for all we know. Right? We got a competent coaching staff this year. Right? So I believe that I think it concerns me a little bit that you two are very knowledgeable, and I think that this year's coaching staff has nothing to do with last year's coaching staff. And I think that we'll be put in a very good position. I think we're underestimating everybody that we've hired, everybody, all the additions, everything like that. So it does ease my concerns a bit. I think there is more work to be done, but as far as in the direction of ease and being better, yeah, we're on the way.
Okay, that's fair. Somewhat eased, but yeah, not by any means are you completely calm or happy.
Unhappy, but yeah.
Okay, I like it.
Not unhappy.
You're there.
Okay, he's you know what it is? He's the perfect, you know, voice to tease ahead to 12:25, right? What he said, because he's like the coaching staff and how he has trust in them. I'm not knocking Ben Johnson. I don't know what he's like as a head coach. I do have a track record with Ryan Poles, and so that's where my comes in.
Well, that's also why I say, okay, I understand you wanted to have discipline and stick to your board. I have questions about your board. You know, it's like when you talk about colleges that recruit players and they're like, well, I don't understand why X university has this guy. They didn't get any player they want. Yes, that was the player they wanted.
And that's a problem.
Right. That's where the concern is. I think we have time for one more. Tony and Joliet. Tony and Joliet, you're on with Rahimi and Harris.
Hey, Layla, how you doing? So happy to hear you every day. I just love you on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Now we get you every day. What a gift.
Thank you.
Yeah, my thing is a little bit of ease. I mean, I think Loveland, we finally get that guy that's going to give us those mid-range passes downfield that we have not been doing, those 25, 30-yarders. I love that. But I'm more on the east side. And I think if I can just get this one point in, guys, we've all seen that, like, prodigy, pedigree. They get that first new gig, and they're so excited. They want to get into it. They want to roll. And they're thinking about, all right, I'm going to do what I did where I was before. And we've seen it. We've all had those bosses. We've all had those jobs. And the mistake they make is they forget what got them there, you know? And Ben Johnson is a prodigy. He's going to be great. But they're kind of selling their soul on not investing what got him in Detroit was he had Laporte, he had those guys, but he had a foundation of linemen that could protect him. I don't care how many times you can throw the ball downfield. If Caleb doesn't have time and we're not getting to that quarterback, it'll be the biggest mistake of Johnson's tenure starting off. Don't make the mistake of forgetting what the foundation has to be and get out of your head thinking, I got this, we're going to roll. Because you've never had it before, Ben. Wow. Understand the foundation. You know, guys, so I won't take any more of your time. I love you guys. Have a great day.
Tony, you can take up our time. We actually wanted you to take up our time. And
thanks,
we appreciate
Tony.
The call. I feel like he nails a lot of what we talked about. You talk a big game about what it means to control your line of scrimmage with an offense like this, or frankly, have waves of pass rush where your leading sacker on the team had 5.5. You know, that's not acceptable.
If anything, I think what this draft told us, what it telegraphs to us, is that they are very comfortable with the offensive line they have right now. They are comfortable.
Yeah, the team is on the field, so to speak.
Yeah, the team that is going out there. We don't know who's going to run out there at left tackle the next time they line up for OTAs, minicamp, whatever. But they are okay with the five that will be out there.
Man. Yeah, I get it. You have to plant your flag with some of the talent that you've acquired over these past years.
Yeah.
It would be a mistake to throw the book out on a guy like Karan Amagaji, for example. But the better question is, how much responsibility are therefore you going to give to him? As the record scratches and he says, you may wonder why I found myself in this situation.
I think the answer to that question is they don't know yet, but they're about to find out when they get on the field and start doing stuff.
The goal is that this draft class helps you find out more about your team and the talent you have. Yes, absolutely. Anytime you add players, they're going to tell you a little bit more about who you have. But was it enough? I think that's what we're trying to examine. We are rolling on the Midday Show on The Score. Rahimi Ann Harris with you on 670 The Score.